Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you. We honor you. We praise you. You are God. You are not a man. Thank you, Father. We honor you. You are God from beginning to the end. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you. You are great. You are good. You are kind. You are more than what people say. We return all glory unto you. Honor, adoration, we return unto you, Lord. We bless you this morning. You are God and you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for provision. Thank you for protection, O Lord. We thank you for this season that we are, for what we are going through presently. Father, we honor you. We bless your name. Thank you, righteous Lord. We return all glory unto you. We return all honor unto you. We bless you. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O God. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. And Father, this morning, we ask that your hand of grace will be upon us. We pray that your blessing will be upon our lives, upon our household, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 12th of August, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Thank him for his grace. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. Oh, I declare this day, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I raise the banner of the Lord over me this day. I declare no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord. I declare that the hand of God is upon me. I declare that the Lord will provide for all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I declare this day that all that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing in the name of Jesus. I declare this day that the Lord shield me with his favor. The Lord cover me with his favor like a shield in the name of Jesus. I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. This day I declare that my portion is fished out of the day and my portion is given unto me in the name of Jesus. I declare that the light of God shine upon me. Oh, I declare that I am not trapped in the midst of darkness in the name of Jesus. Though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, the Lord will arise upon me. The glory of the Lord will arise upon my life in the name of Jesus. I declare that no weapon that is formed against me will prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn them. I declare today any form of weapon that is prepared into this day, you will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, every evil word that is spoken concerning today, I suspend you by the blood of Jesus. Your word will not stand in the name of Jesus. Oh, the word of God says, when the enemy will come like a flood, that the spirit of the Lord will raise standard against them. I declare that the spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against any form of evil that is programmed into this day in the name of Jesus. I sanctify this day with the blood of Jesus. I bring under subjection principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. I subdue you. I subject you under the name of Jesus. I walk through this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, any evil that is planned into this day is not my portion in the name of Jesus. For I am the redeemed of the Lord. For I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I declare anything that is sown into this day that is a threat to my life, that is a threat to my existence, they are canceled by the blood of Jesus. Oh, darkness that I cannot divine will not be upon my life in the name of Jesus. I declare this day, I show forth, I shine forth, and I bring forth the glory of the Lord. The Lord enlarge my path beneath me so that my feet will not trip in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord bless my life. The Lord bless my path. The Lord bless the works of my hand. For it is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. I make profit this day in the name of Jesus. Over my life, my children, my business, my work, ministry, I cancel any form of error this day in the name of Jesus. The spirit of perversion of this season will not set into my life in the name of Jesus. For the Lord will go before me and he will make every crooked place straight. Therefore, my portion in this day is blessing and my portion is delivered unto me in the name of Jesus. I declare that the Lord will arise and he will have mercy upon me, for this is my set time. This is the time for me to be favored. I go in the favor of the Lord. I go with the grace that is called favor. I am favored today in the name of Jesus. Wherever I go, the favor of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. I am highly favored, not just favored, but highly favored in the name of Jesus. Wherever I go, wherever I speak, wherever I appear, the Lord bring me into favor before men and before him in the name of Jesus. Oh, as I go today, I grow in stature, I grow in wisdom, and I grow in favor. The Lord bring me into favor before him and before men in the name of Jesus. The favor of the Lord grants me access to the help that I need this day, to the help that I need this season in the name of Jesus. I declare I walk in the order of the blessings of the Lord. I walk in the order of the favor of the Lord. I walk in the order of the provision of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I want us to pray on the prayer request that we have received. We'll continue to pray for them for this season. Father, we thank you, O Lord, for these brethren that we have been praying for. We ask, O Lord, we lift up our voice and we declare over them that you will establish a word of healing upon them in the name of Jesus. Father, we cancel the word of infirmity. The language of infirmity over them is cancelled in the name of Jesus. Father, we cancel the report of men concerning them and we establish your report over their life in the name of Jesus. For the Lord has carried your grief and he has carried your sorrow. The chastisement of your peace is upon him. By the stripes of the Lord Jesus, you are healed. This is the declaration of the Lord upon you, and it is established in your life in the name of Jesus. Oh, the word of God says, who is he that speaks and it comes to pass when it is not commanded by the mouth of the Lord? Every evil word that is spoken concerning you is cancelled. You have come in the volume of books that is written concerning you to serve the Lord, to do the will of the Lord. You will serve the Lord in goodness and not in sickness. You will serve the Lord in good health and not in sickness in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon you. You are healed. I speak to your body, to your system. Receive the life of God in the name of Jesus. The life of God enter into you. Every bones in your body, every cell in your body, everything that is dead that needs to come back to life, I declare that it come back to life in the name of Jesus. That one that needs to be replaced is replaced right now in the name of Jesus. Your strength is renewed even more than the days of your youth in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, this morning we are reading from the book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. You know, the blessed thing about this morning is that I was prepared to lead us into prayer for Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 3. But when I pick up my pen and by the leading of the Holy Spirit, I begin to write, now see that it is not in the direction of prayer for this morning. We are going to look into the word, and if the Lord would have us pray, we'll pray, and peradventure will continue tomorrow and maybe in the days to come. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 3. I'm reading from a New King James Version. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Amen. Praise God. I want you to read as well the book of John chapter 1 verse 5. Now, there is something that I want you to understand here, and that is the light. There is a place of light in your life as a child of God. There is light and there is darkness. John chapter 1 verse 5. The light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. There is a reason for the light that is in you that darkness cannot comprehend. The light of Christ in you, darkness cannot comprehend it. They cannot overcome, they cannot understand. Because the light of Christ in you, it is the life that he has given unto you. It is not just a light, but it is the life of Christ that is in you that produces the light that draws darkness cannot overcome. The life of Christ in you, the light that you carry as a child of God, is a product of the life of Christ that is in you. If you look at verse 4 of that John chapter 1, the Bible says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. In Christ Jesus is the life of God, and the life of God that been given unto you, this life is the light that you carry. Darkness cannot comprehend it. Let me tell you, the light that you carry cannot be switched off, because it is a product of the life of Christ in you. It is you that will arise to the understanding of the light that you carry, that you will walk out of darkness. Darkness cannot comprehend you. Darkness cannot comprehend the light that you carry. But do not dwell in the seat of darkness. Do not dwell in the valley of darkness. You carry the life of Christ. You carry light. It is this light that will guide you out of the darkness, out of the valley of darkness. Jesus said that you are the light of the world. You are a light in the world that is filled with deep darkness. You are a light in the world that is filled with gross darkness. You are a light in the world that is filled with complete ignorance. Our light will not go out. Or let me say it this way. Our light cannot go out, because the source of our light is the life of God that is in us. It is the breath of life that has been breathe upon us by Jesus. It is the breath of life that brings us light. This light of God that is in us gives us understanding, gives us knowledge, gives us deliverance, gives us knowledge of things of God and the things that are freely given to us. There are things that has been freely given to us, things that has been prepared for us and as a child of God. It is this life that has been breathed into us, gives us the knowledge and gives us the understanding, gives us the access to things that are freely given to us. The life of God is in you. The Spirit of the Lord is in you. And that is why, as a child of God, you are a light bearer. You are a light carrier. You are a light in the midst of many darkness, because he has released his life into you and you carry the understanding. If the life of Christ is not in you yet, you are still in darkness. If he has not breathed upon you, he has not released his life into you, you are still in darkness. And that is why you wonder when some people talk about things, you look at them, that what kind of understanding do they have? The life of Christ that is in you is not in them yet. That is why they are exhibiting that ignorance. That is why you see that darkness in them. But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. That is Job 32 verse 8. The light of Christ in you brings you understanding. The life of Christ in you, the breath of Christ that has been released unto you, gives you understanding. You are no longer in darkness. You are no longer in the seat of ignorance. For the life of Christ in you gives you understanding and makes you to become a light. You are a light carrier. You are a carrier of Christ. You are light in this world. Beloved, come to Jesus. Tell people around you. Let them see the light that is in you. Tell them to come to Jesus. Peradventure you are listening to me. Let me tell you, dearly beloved, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus and receive this life that I'm talking about. This life that will bring light unto you. This life that I'm talking about will turn you to a new creature. A creature of understanding. A creator that has light, a creator that have reason to stand on his feet and declare victory, a creator that has the light, the right to stand on his feet and declare deliverance, that can stand on his feet and break generational pattern, generational cycle, generational curses. Because the life of God is in you, you have the authority to break evil cycle, to cancel expressions of darkness around you. Come to Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 12 says, and if anyone is in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Come to Jesus today. Accept the life of Christ in you and let the light of God shine upon you. I'm going to stop here today because of time and space. And like I said before, I'm trusting that the Lord will give us permission to continue tomorrow, maybe to pray or to continue in the word. I pray for you this morning as you go, that you will not be trapped in darkness in the name of Jesus. The dark sickness of this season will not change the plan of God for your life in the name of Jesus. There are some people that they are deep in the darkness, and this darkness has covered their life because the life of Christ is not in them. It has covered them so much more that they are walking in the opposite direction of God's plan for their life. There is a book that is open concerning you. The enemy will not write evil in the chapters of your life in the name of Jesus. Concerning you, you will fulfill the will of God. You will fulfill your decent blessing in the name of Jesus. I say it again, you are not trapped in darkness. The light of God shine upon you. Darkness that you cannot divine will not overcome you, will not come upon you in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Beloved, let me remind you, like I said before, that that Jesus is the life that is in us, that gives us the light that will shine to the world. If you want to be a partaker of this life, then you have to come to Jesus. Give your life to him, for he's coming very soon. Give your life to him. Live your life for him. That the life and the light that he has given unto you, let it shine. Let it be a pointer unto others to come into the kingdom. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.